brother.
Oh,
what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now. The Empowerment Hour, the hottest show on Saturday mornings in Jacksonville on Praise 107.9. And now, here's your host on the Empowerment Hour, Dr. Richard Danforth, president of the Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, president of First Thursday, and the producer and host, W. Larry Williams, CEO of Anchor Multicultural Communications Company.
Morning, everybody, and happy new year. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your host, along with our co-host, Dr. Richard Danforth, the president of Jacksonville Urban League, and Jarman Leitner, president of Harvest Mental Interventions and Mental Health Services. It's new year, it's a new day. Boy, it sure feels good. I just thank God for another year and so happy to put 2020 in the hindsight, in the rearview mirror, as they like to say. God is good, y'all. It's really been, in spite of all the pandemic challenges and all the things that we had to readjust our lifestyles and lives to over this past 9 months, this has really been a great year and God's good all the time, whether we're in a pandemic or out of it. And again, you know, I just thank God for another 24 hours, another day to be here and try and get it right. Try to get, my life in line with God. So, Dr. Danforth, happy new year. Happy 2021. How are you?
Oh, Larry, man, this is, I'm so excited. I can't stand it. I can't even stand it.
Is that how excited you are to share? What brings on the excitement?
Oh man, just the opportunities available. I mean, just all around us, there's so much positivity going on that, you know, there's just so much transparency throughout this city. And as we look at all these opportunities that they are speaking of here in the Times Union, that the Black community can expect in 2021. So I'm just so excited, and I have some resolutions when we get to that point going forward.
Okay,
we'll hear more about those coming down the pipe.
All right, Jarman, happy new year!
Happy new year, Empowerment Hour.
You bringing in 2021? You're looking all smiley there and everything. It must be a good day over there at the Leitner household.
It's a great day over here at the Leitner house. Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Happy 2021. Just, again, excited for what's coming, you know, what's new. Like you said, 2020 is behind us. We have to continue to move forward. Looking forward to my business growing. Just thankful to God, like you said, Larry. I mean, without the love of Jesus, where would we be? You know, so just thank God for mm-hmm. keeping me in my mind and my family. And so just loving, again, what is to come. And so just excited about that.
Amen. And you know, it's, you know, I'm also, you know, we're going to talk a little bit and let's talk a little bit about New Year's and you know, resolutions and those sorts of things. And, you know, it's every year we all start out making resolutions about, you know, I resolve to whatever. And you know, as I've matured in life and in my spiritual life, you know, I stopped trying to make resolutions and especially resolutions that I knew and know that I couldn't keep. That, those are the resolutions that, that you just throw out there. You know, I'm going to finish, and Doc, you can appreciate this. I'm going to complete my PhD this year. Okay, well, didn't you say that back in 20 years ago, and you're still trying to complete it? But, you know, make resolutions that you can complete, and you don't have to make year-long resolutions. Just make some resolutions and so forth. And that being said, Jarman, what are you resolving for 2021?
Well, like you said, Larry, you know, I'm kind of in agreement with you as far as not making any resolutions, so to speak, but always want to be mindful of growing, you know, just making sure that I'm growing professionally, personally. I'm making sure that I'm investing in myself spiritually, you know, so that I can mature and be able to be more effective, you know, out here in the community, being able to provide education and awareness, you know, in the area of mental health, which is essential for our community. We need to be healthy in our minds. So I just want to be better, a better servant of the Lord. And so whatever he has for me, I am open to it. So that's what I resolve to do.
Amen. 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 What about you, Dr. Danford? I know, you know, a young man like yourself has to have a lot of things that you're going to resolve to do in the next day and in the next year. What's going on with your resolutions?
Well, I don't necessarily call them resolutions because it's very difficult to keep those. And I hate giving out things that I can't accomplish. But on a more serious note, I think that one of the things I want to do and I plan to do is, you know, look at my budget. I need to look at my finance. I need a financial first aid kit. And start, you know, starting with that, you know, I need to hold a family financial meeting so the family can talk about the goals and, you know what I mean? Let's think about, you know, I've got to file federal and state income tax. It's also time for me to review my estate planning, you know, because, hey, at my age, you know, we need to think about what happened.
Absolutely.
A lot of folks say, well, I'm not worried about it. Well, I work too hard not to worry about it. So there are some things financially I plan to do and look forward to doing. That's on a personal level, but then on a professional level, as I continue my work at the Urban League and my new venture with the La Villa Center here in La Villa, where we'll be concentrating on African Americans and others here. I was looking and thinking about what's going on in the city, Larry, with this Lot J. Had another meeting just yesterday talking about how beneficial this is going to be. But I'm concerned that we may be jumping the gun somewhat in that the city is not conforming to the laws that they have on the books. You know, I'm speaking to the Neighborhood Bill of Rights, where it's an ordinance in the city where it says that citizens are supposed to have input into the budgetary process. And so when I look at that and we're not getting any input, and then the state of Florida just passed a bill that public officials and employees using their offices to benefit themselves, their families, et cetera, goes into effect. So if you're on the city council, from what I'm reading here in terms of the new law, you know, if you benefited at all from city funding, then you're not going to be able to even vote on a Lot J. So, you know, we're going to have to look at the legal thing. You know, the city may not necessarily be conforming to their own laws. And so I think the way to go is to make certain that the city stands true. If it's a law, it means shall. It shouldn't be may. You know, we got an essay once before. So that's my, and
we're going to talk more about that in an upcoming segment, Dr. Danford. But you know, you're absolutely correct on those. But I think we have to make sure that we take it a step farther and not just come back and you know, talk about, you know, when folks and especially African Americans in Jacksonville talk about the goodness and the good things that the Lot J brings to the community as a whole, we have to be cognizant of what does it bring to our community. You know, not just what it does for the entire community. Yeah, I'm all for Jacksonville. But see, we got snowed in under about 5 or 6 years ago with that one Jacksonville stuff, you know, and look where we are now. Okay, so I'm all for the everybody getting a piece of the pie. But by the time the crumbs fall off the plate, Jarman, there's nothing left for the black business community. So, but with that being said, let's take a break here and you know, again, Happy New Year, everybody. And yes, we'll be back after this musical collection.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Hey, I'm closing chapters. I'm turning pages. Glory to glory, and from faith to faith, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am forgetting what's behind me. I have finally decided I'll be moving on. I'm moving on. All right. I'm moving on.
My mother told me, she told me well,
forget your failures. Woo. And forgive yourself. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. It's Larry Williams along with Dr. Richard Danforth and Jarman Leitner. And, you know, we're here enjoying another day that God has made, and we're so thankful for it. you know, 2021 is, you know, we in the earlier segment, we talked about, you know, all the good things and the grace and blessings that, you know, God keeps on providing us. And you know, but let's not forget, there's a lot of people out here that are homeless and jobless and you know, basically on some really tough times. And then you got people that are, you know, struggling, you know, trying to pay the rent or you know, trying to prevent eviction. It's a tough time out here for a lot of people, and this included with the coronavirus, which is, you know, been one of the most deadliest things that I've experienced in my years here, and you know, it's just one of those deals. And the rate keeps going up, the infection rates, positive testing, and then the deaths. We're almost at 350,000 people nationwide. Dr. Danforth, what are your thoughts?
Well, this is reminiscent of over 50 years ago. We were killing over 350,000 Vietnamese people every year. You know, so, I mean, I understand the numbers, but that was 10,000 miles away. We're talking right. Here locally. We're talking, you know, as I sit here downtown here at Union and Broad, and you mentioned earlier about how difficult it is for people. I mean, if you would look at the homeless people sitting here on New Year's Day, is this the way to look forward to 2021? You're sitting out of here with everything that you own in a book bag, and you're waiting to get into this homeless shelter. I mean, wow. and then you transition a mile down the road to an area over near the stadium. You know, we're talking about an entertainment venue, and certainly any development is going to help. But, you know, do we really have to use all of our general fund money to fund this project? Aren't there other financial ways to do this rather than to just give the guy more money that from our general fund? I mean, what about us? What about us?
Not the damn for the job. Let me just pose this, okay? You know, I think this is something where we look at it and the administration has kind of gotten us in a bind where, you know, it's the community or Lot J. Okay, fine. Lot J is important to a lot of people. So, okay, why you can't have Lot J? But first, let's take care of the African American community who's suffering. You know, let's get some equity in jobs and in small businesses and in general. And then let's talk about the grandeur of enhancing Jacksonville. Jarman, what do you think?
Well, I was just gonna say with this project, you know, just thinking about the conversation that we're having now about, you know, people being displaced, the homeless, you know, what about the community? Okay, homeless people are a part of our community. And is this project going to be inclusive of the homeless, be considerate of them? Is it going to build more facilities?
Tell you that right now, no, because they haven't even had any discussion with the community, so they don't know what the community needs or wants.
Right.
They know that what they want to give us, but that's it, which is basically nothing. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Well, I'm saying, but once the project is complete, then where are those people gonna go that were in that community before it was revitalized? So I think that
that's one of those things in the plan that said to be done later.
Yeah, but that's the mayor's responsibility. I mean, the mayor has
absolutely
that should be taken into consideration. And Dr. David, that's what you're saying about community engagement. You know, we need to make sure that everybody is considered in this particular project.
We shouldn't break the law. We should follow the laws on the book. The law says that citizens have the right to provide input into the budget process and programs and services. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about community engagement. We're talking about the Neighborhood Bill of Rights. And legally, is the city fulfilling this obligation? No. The data shows that for the past 50 years, certain parts of the community have not benefited equitably from all of the good here in Jacksonville. And we want a better, more equitable distribution of the resources.
Yeah. And you know, I get tired of people calling and texting and saying, well, you know, you guys talk about this and talk about that, and you know, instead of talking about the good things that we're seeing out of this. And you know, for me, I don't know, maybe, you know, there are some obvious things that Ray Charles could probably see, but Larry can't see it. I'm sorry. You know, it's too long we get sold as these grandiose ideas that go along with these major projects, and not just like Jay, but for the past 50 plus years, we've been told these same things. We're going to get sewers installed. We're going to, you know, we're not going to leave that community deprived of the basic things that come with living in the city of Jacksonville. But at the end of the day, we never see those things because we're still planning and developing something for the Black community. I'm tired of planning and developing. Let's implement some things that are already out there that are available right now, you know, for small businesses and other things. I'm tired of programs that don't lead to anything but another program. You know, we talk about millions of dollars from private sector contracting companies going to general things to talk about racial equity, but we never see any of that in the Black community.
Preach,
you know?
Man.
Preach, man. No, I'm serious. This is time now. You know, we've been talking about, you know, we don't have this and that they aren't giving us this. You know, time for us to get, you know, get off our knees and it's good to get down there and thank the Lord, Dr. Danforth. But another thing to get up off your knees and start getting something done. And this is 2021. Let's stop talking about it and resolving,
well.
Yes. So walk by faith. Yeah. Walk it out. Yes. Let's do something.
Yeah. Let's stop talking about things and planning. You know, we were planning these big grandiose things around. We talk about Lot J, Dr. Danforth. We talk about Lot J, John. But, you know, what are we talking about? This public school district. We host events and things about, you know, the benefits, all of these dollars, get your money and all these type of things that DCPS could provide through this new a half penny sales tax, half of Liberty, half of whatever, Lincoln, you know, the penny. We still haven't had much follow-up on that.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk more about that in our next segment, I believe, Larry.
All right, thank you. Hey, Happy New Year, y'all. We'll be back after this.
Happy New Year, 2021.
The Empowerment Hour, right, y'all?
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
The atmosphere is set for blessings. The atmosphere is set for miracles. And whatever your need is, God told me to tell you. It's already released.
There's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released. Anybody believe that? Come on, y'all say
there's a blessing in this room today.
So get ready. Are you ready? Get ready.
2021. Again, so happy to be alive and well here in a new year. Just thinking back about, you know, all the things and how good God has been to all of us in the sound of my voice here in 2020. And, you know, but at the same time, we're still experiencing some things here that you know, it's one of the most deadliest viruses ever. And that's COVID-19 and John, as we look at the new vaccine that's now being distributed, even though it's at the less than the aforementioned quantities that were supposed to be distributed and those people inoculated with their first shot, we are way down in that. And how important is this vaccine? Mm-hmm. You know, to the health of our communities and our African Americans as part of these first dosages and do we know?
I don't think that we know. You mentioned that we are down. I guess we're probably about 10% of what the Trump administration promised as far as the number of vaccines that would have been had by the end of 2020. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Dr. Danford?
Promises made, promises kept.
So
yeah. That 10% is a small fraction of what we, that's 10% of a small amount anyway. So you know, the either we got to step up the you know, the logistics of this thing. It sounds like the states are ready and prepared for distributions and on the local levels. I know that the hotlines are being, you know, overrun with calls and things and people wanting to get vaccinated. And at the same time, there are a lot of people in our community, the African-American community, who are still reluctant about getting vaccinated to begin with.
Well, I think it's just another one of those parts of the process that we won't really know until it actually happens. I mean, we didn't know how to handle COVID, you know, until it arrived. And so, I mean, the part of the vaccinations is just a part of that. And we really won't know what is going to happen until we start seeing more and more people get these the full blown dosage of the vaccination. Yeah. I do believe that it is critical if it's effective, as it's being reported that it's effective, that there are some essential people that should receive it. Those who are at greater risk of exposure, those who have the underlying conditions. I know it's being reported that right now, anyone over 65 years of age and healthcare workers can sign up for those vaccinations that you were mentioning.
But John, how do we reassure Black folks that they can trust this vaccine?
I don't know.
How do we do that? How do we get that done? You know, there's still mistrust with this vaccine amongst many Black people here in America, and specifically in Jacksonville.
Yeah, there's so much misinformation, and that's the process in America. You send out so much conflict and information that people are so confused. You got people breaking their necks to get this shot. You got others that are saying no.
Yeah.
That's right. You have people on both ends of the spectrum.
On both ends. And why should we set up? Who is the most important person to get the shot? Oh, so we decide. Oh,
that person that's asking the question.
But I'm just saying somebody is making a decision about who
right.
is the most important. What I'm saying, we should be talking about if people want it, everybody should be getting it. But I think it's important for people to really have all of the knowledge so that they can then make the choice looking at all of the risks, looking at the benefits and the alternatives that making the best decision. We don't have enough information. I'm not going to just run out and take this shot because everybody says that it's safe. You know, it's 99% safe. You know,
and I don't think they said it was not. They didn't say it was safe. They said it's effective. Because the safety part of it hasn't been determined yet, as you
said. Right, that's what I'm saying. We're still in the process of that.
Yeah, we won't know what the side effects of this is until years down the road. And it's going to be too late then. But, you know, everybody has to do what's good for them when it comes to making that decision about, you know, whether to take the vaccination or not. I agree with Dr. Danforth. We shouldn't even have to be making this decision. You know, number one, if you already created the vaccine, why didn't you order enough for everybody to begin with?
Because
if you had all of this confidence that you could produce the vaccine, why didn't you do it right?
Because there is racial preference, and so you have to realize that that everyone
knew you had to bring the R word into it.
The R word, which one is that,
Dr. Danforth?
You talking about Richard? Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding, Dr. Danforth. Go ahead. This is how we do things, though. You know, we talk about things and then we forget it. You know, do we learn from history or do we repeat it? You know, and that's what a lot of people are saying. You know, okay, yeah, John, I can trust you now. And I'm going to forget what happened in the past. You know, a lot of people can't move past that. You know, and I can understand it. There's a lot of things that go into making that decision. Right. Some people are questioning, Jarman, whether we're talking about synthetic inoculation or vaccine versus a biological one. You know. These are things that people need to research and get more information about, Dr. Danforth.
Yep, they really do. I mean, we need to take more responsibility for becoming educated around issues that impact us. Our very lives depend upon either our own knowledge or knowledge from someone else. So don't let Mary
Sue
and Bubba Jones and baby mom and all these folk tell you whether you should take the test or not take the test. You need
the vaccine
and do what's best for you and your family and others.
Right. And I'm going to add to what you all are saying, because Larry, you mentioned, you know, some people are still hurt, you know, from things that have happened in the past. Well, even with that, you can't let your hurt, you know, keep you from making a wise decision. Okay, recognize that I'm hurt, this happened to me, but let me really look at what's going to be best right now and push past that if the vaccination is going to be what's best. So you definitely have to look at everything.
I agree 100%, John. At the same time, I don't want people to just go into this with their eyes closed. Do your own due diligence and research, you know. But at the same time, I look at this deal and it's, you know, you can do something in 9 months that normally takes 5 years, that kind of, you know, brings questions to people's minds when you say, and also the rush, you know, under this Trump administration, let's just call a spade, even if it wasn't rushed, There was an aura of rush, you know, warp speed, let's do it fast and better than anybody else because it needs to be huge, those types of things. So, you know, that's my comment on that, guys. And, you know, let's take a break, a musical break here and let everybody calm down, John. And we'll be back in the next segment.
There is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ. Yes, there is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ. And I belong here.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. Happy Saturday. Happy 2021. And, you know, one of the things that we've talked about off air, and that's, you know, the economy in general in 2021, you know, coming out of a pandemic, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't know. And I shouldn't say coming out, because we really head knee deep into this pandemic. We're in the first stages of the vaccine being distributed and people being inoculated, even though it's not at a pace that we were promised, or at least it's out there and it has begun. But, you know, the overall focus in our deal is the economy of the Black community and how do we improve and increase, you know, the equity there so that we can have better schools and better roads and the infrastructure and things along those ways. One of the things that here at on the Empowerment Hour that our team is going to support and bring back to our hour is something called and it won't be called as this, but this is what we used to call it, the Entrepreneur Corner. And we thought we had a lot of success with that in the past and we want to bring it back. We want to bring it back because this is the way that we can talk about and not just talk about, but inform and educate our listeners and who might be small business owners or might want to become small business owners, how to get started, how to sustain your business. It's more than just starting a business, Dr. Danforth and John, and both of you know about this. But it's can we sustain it? And how do we keep our businesses and not keep them, but bring them out of invisibility? You know, that the advertising, marketing, things that these businesses need, you know, we have a program for that. And we want to bring in part of that program and as part of the Urban League's entrepreneurship program. And we're going to talk more about that, Dr. Danforth. Do you want to talk about that this week? Or are we going to wait until next week when we formally introduce, you know, the major players in it on the Urban League staff and things? But if you want to say a few things, go ahead. If not, tell us about why the economy is so important in our community and how do we move forward?
Well, thank you, Larry. You know, one of the things we've got to do is find a way to focus more on investments that can increase the capacity of individuals to lead change in their own communities. And what I mean by that is we need to look at some new ways, some new strategies of providing the kinds of resources that many of our businesses that are unique to the African-American community, because you could be very successful in one community, but not in another community. So there are some peculiarities to that, and you're very aware of those. But we need to, we're just so pleased and happy and that we've received some funding through the state of Florida to provide some entrepreneur activities to help small and minority-owned businesses, and what we've done at the Urban League, we've developed a new team consisting of certainly many of our coaches from the past, but in terms of some new leadership, we're looking at how we can partner more effectively with other organizations and businesses, because we can't do the work ourselves. But if we team up, we can provide more bang to the buck. You know, why shouldn't we work with the chamber? Why shouldn't the city work with us? Why can't we come together, perhaps under the Neighborhood Bill of Rights in terms of community engagement, and work out some strategies such that the community will benefit as a whole? So I'm happy and pleased that the Empowerment Hour will be part of this process. We're very excited about the leadership. We've appointed Bingham Parkinson as the new director of our Empowerment Center, which encompasses our entrepreneurial activities. And so we're going to use Jaman and her business as one of the models of a female minority-owned business in a very professional and strategic work that she does around the whole mental health of our people and our communities, and there are some strategies. So we're going to expand this, including veterans. You know, we have the new Wall of Honor service and patriotism, recognizing the experiences of our African-American veterans from 1812 up to the present. So we will be utilizing that, as well as looking at some virtual reality and other technological ways of presenting information such that improve, effectively work with our communities. Some of the strategies that we've used in the past aren't working now. COVID-19
presents
some new challenges. Yes. And as organizations and as small businesses, we're going to have to adapt and find new ways to survive and also to provide the service that we want to provide to the community.
Right.
Yeah. And with that, you know, we have to, and John, I'm going to bring you in on this too, because you are a small business owner, a unique business type in the Black community, and you know, as Dr. Dan pointed out, be a Black woman, you know, entrepreneur, and being able to survive through COVID. I mean, you know, come on, that's some good stuff there. And we want more businesses to be successful and sustainable. Like Harvest, you know, what are your thoughts on this?
Yes, well, again, Larry, like you said, sustaining through COVID, that was amazing. And it was because Harvest, we provide virtual services. We provide the telehealth that you mentioned, Dr. Danford, those services that are more convenient, that are more innovative, and that are comfortable for the patient. It allows them to be connected without having to come into the office, or without someone even having to come into their home. Prior to COVID, there were a lot of home services that we provided, but we had to make a shift because we weren't going to go into the homes anymore due to safety precautions. So telehealth, virtual, you can do it on your phone, on your computer. So there are ways that you're able to get the counseling services that we provide, even that academic support for children, that tutoring, that can take place still virtually. I think children are going to transition back to brick and mortar in Duval in, you know, this year, January, when they return. But virtual services can still continue through Harvest Mental Health. We still provide that virtual platform. So we're looking forward to even growing in our innovative ways to reach our community and touch these children and families.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that and understand that, and both of you for the forward thinking. You know, 2021 is going to be a different business atmosphere, if you will, for all of us. And you know, it's not going to change. So we need to adapt to it, adjust to it, and take advantage of the business opportunities. There's the virtual thing Jarman is talking about, her business does, and what Dr. Danvers is talking about as far as the new programs, the entrepreneur programs that can be virtual as well. These are the things, these are the advantages that we can utilize in our community to take advantage of the COVID-19. I mean, let's not look at this as a handicap. Let's look at it as an opportunity, you know. Right. Build some new businesses in the technology area. We don't have to all do the same thing, Dr. Zamp. And with that being said, you know, this is the Empowerment Hour. Jarman is laughing because it's such a great day. What's going on, Jarman?
No, I was just going to just say that, you know, and the virtual services that we provide are professional services, okay? We have professionally trained, licensed clinical psychologists, mental health counselors, master's level professionals, not just someone who can provide you life coaching, but these people have been professionally trained and are ready and available to provide the service.
Can I dust off my counseling license?
You can dust it off and then go back to school and get another one to put next to it. So.
Oh, All right, John, we are African American, but we are professional as well. So that's good to hear. You know, I want somebody knowing what they're talking about if they're going to be counseling me, John, whether it's virtual or in person.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Frame 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. Dr. Danford, John, great show. Thank you, Roger. Yes. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Happy 2020.